Well, getting your baby to sleep through the night is just the first big task of parenting. Next comes the introduction of finger foods, then toilet training, and then the really big one, getting them into the right preschool. Commentator Bill Langworthy doesn't even have kids, but he found himself caught up in the rigorous preschool admissions process. His sister needed his help to get her son into the preschool, the right preschool, that will set him on the road to success for the rest of his life.
Tom is embroiled in the cutthroat world of New York City preschool admissions. He's competing with some of Manhattan's brightest and most sophisticated toddlers in an application process that will be as involved and greater in length than applying to the SPACE program. If successful, Tom will enroll in a top-tier nursery school. If unsuccessful, my sister and her family will consider moving. This leaves me with the task of composing a recommendation for someone who pees himself 3 times a day. First draft. Any school would be lucky to have Tom. My sister informs me that this is not technically true. Demand is so high that parents can only request applications for 2 hours a year. Moms, dads, aunts, uncles, nannies, and housekeepers set their speed dials to barrage the admissions office, like fans trying to land Springsteen tickets. At noon, the line shut down for 1 year. Second draft. Tom is an avid explorer of books, museums, and kitchen cabinets, unafraid to boldly go where no baby has gone before. Kate shakes her head. You split an infinitive in the first sentence. I'm starting to envision this nursery school. Gold-plated safety scissors, cashmere nap mats, and a juice bar offering fresh-squeezed pomegranate smoothies at snack time. Instead of Dad's old work shirts, their smocks are monogrammed Paul Stewart's with silver cufflinks. On rainy days, a coat checker takes your slickers and galoshes. The kids tip with $5 bills and don't ask for change. I'm now in my 9th draft of a nursery school recommendation and running out of ideas. Try writing about his accomplishments, Kate suggests. What accomplishments? He's 1 and a half. He just found his thumbs. I'm desperate, so I give it a shot. Tom is an accomplished choreographer who performs his interpretive dance routines for captive off-Broadway audiences. Tom's mixed medium, crayon, and sticker art installations have been exhibited on refrigerators across the Northeast. You're getting there, Kate says. A lot of these preschools are big in the arts. Our preschool's notion of the arts consisted of tracing your hand to draw a turkey on Thanksgiving. But the moment you want to write the whole thing off as ludicrous, you remember it's a child's education you're talking about, and there's nothing funny about that.
Bill Langworthy is a writer in Los Angeles.